for your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road, just up from Fout Boat Dock. And Gary Faraci is going to give us the ins and the outs. And, boy, we've had some beautiful weather, haven't we?
Oh, man, it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, this morning we're sitting here at 67 degrees, blue sky. It's absolutely beautiful. It is windy. It is windy, mm-hmm. but it's absolutely beautiful right now.
Oh, I got up this morning, and I'm out on my porch. I got a cup of coffee. DJ the dog, he's there beside me, and I was almost late because it was so nice out there. You know, it was breezy, like you said, but man alive, it was really nice. The whippoorwills started to sing, and I just wanted to stay home.
yeah. Is this what they call spring fever?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the warm weather that we've had, the lake temperatures definitely went up. Has that enticed the fish to be a little more active?
I think so. These crappie bites, it's gotten better. I haven't seen any limits. Guys have still had to work for it a little bit, but they're saying that it's getting better. And the limit's 15, they're catching 12 or 13, but nice size one, 12 and 13 inch ones. And live bait's been really working really good. I mean, some of the plastic's still doing okay, but live bait has seemed to be the real bait of choice lately on the crappie, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been seeing, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of people catching crappie. What about the white hybrids and striper bite? How's that going?
Well, talked to a gentleman yesterday afternoon. He was trolling for them back in the coves, like where some creeks come in and stuff in there. I'm going to say, from what he told me, a little shallower, and he caught trolling now, like with an Alabama rig or something. Nice striper. Several whites and a nice hybrid yesterday afternoon.
Ah, that's a fish fry right there.
Yeah,
Luke. Yeah,
absolutely. And this gentleman happens to be camping down here, so he'll be going at it again this morning. And he loves to get out there and fish, so I'm sure he'll be out there hitting it again. But yeah, he did very well yesterday afternoon, and that's how it's been. It's been hit and miss for some people. And other guys have done what I think is fairly well if you can catch fish like that, you know. So different methods. Guys need to mix it up. If jigging, drop shotting's not working for you, try trolling. Just got to mix it up if one thing's not working.
Oh, yeah. Change your beer.
Yeah, at least change your beer for sure. And then the largemouth, I think that the crankbait's been working pretty good. Crankbait and rolling over into some jerkbait and stuff, for what the guys have been saying, and some of it have been fairly shallow.
Yeah, crankbait, fishing crankbait is so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a blast, and it's going to do nothing. I mean, we're on the way up, you know. Right,
mm-hmm.
As far as the fishing goes, it's just going to do nothing but get better. And, you know, it's not going to peak till we're, you know, towards the end of May, probably.
Yep, and the top water, we're starting to get some top water action on that. Last I heard, the water temperature was low 60, mid 60 in there. Someone said way up in the creek they had 70, but most of the guys have been telling me 63 to 65 in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's that time of year, and there's a bass tournament this Saturday, right?
Right, there's one this Saturday. It's for the Norfolk Fireworks, mm-hmm. Norfolk Lake Fireworks. So there's a lot of pressure on the bass fishing. A lot of people out there, you know, they'll pre-fish a day, and then they'll fish the tournament. And then the next weekend is the Cystic Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend, the first weekend of May, is going to be the Bass Cat Tournament. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure, especially on the bass fishing. So a lot of boats out there.
Well, if someone wants to just get away through the week, you know, and spend 3 or 4 days on Lake North Fork, how can they, make that happen?
Hey, Gary, they could always give us a call at 870-467-5277. They can drop us a line on our Facebook page and always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, hey, we appreciate it. Hi, Diane. And, you know, hopefully that I'll be down there soon. I'll be down
there. Yeah, I hope so. We'll find something cold to drink.
Or three.
Okay. Twist my arm.
Yeah, I'll be the first one jump in the pool, naked.
Okay.
All right.
I'll send you some pictures of that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they'll go viral for sure.
Hey, yeah.
Appreciate you, Gary, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Gary. Have a good